ABC News.
Brooke Young bringing you the latest from today's top stories. The Northern Territory Chief Minister says the return of blanket alcohol bans hasn't been ruled out in a bid to tackling long-term social issues in the NT. The comments come as a new report, authored by the newly appointed Central Australia Regional Controller, Darrell Anderson, is handed to the NT and federal governments. Natasha Files will travel to Canberra tomorrow to meet with the Prime Minister to discuss solutions to the recent crime crisis. The Federal Immigration Minister is directing his department to take a common sense approach when dealing with New Zealand citizens convicted of offences in Australia. The New Zealand government has been fiercely critical of the Australian government's practice of deporting Kiwis who have spent most of their lives in Australia and have little to no connection with the country. Andrew Giles says deportations will continue to take place, but the Home Affairs Department needs to consider the length of time someone has lived in Australia before cancelling their visa. A spokesperson says the government will continue to cancel visas and deport people who pose a risk to the community. And US prosecutors allege actor Alec Baldwin and a film armourer deviated from standard firearm protocol in the lead-up to the fatal shooting of a cinematographer. Helena Hutchins was fatally shot on the set of the film Rust in October 2021. Baldwin and armourer Hannah Gutierrez Reed were today formally charged with involuntary manslaughter. Court documents reveal prosecutors will allege that Baldwin didn't attend mandatory safety training prior to filming and was distracted during an on-set session because he was talking to his family on the phone. If convicted, both could face fines and up to 18 months in jail. You're listening to ABC News.